Hello, Blind Geek Zone.
Michael Cable of Thy Wizard.
This is a podcast on a human talker, again. The last time I did this, I was unveiling version 0.3.1, which, well, at that time, I guess it was pretty good, but not anymore.
There have been some changes.
Yes, in this podcast, I have one of my beta testers who does some testing for Human Talker with me, and I'm happy that he's able to be in this podcast with me, so we are going to kick this podcast off and show you what we have, and this podcast is Human Talker version 0.6. There have been a whole bunch of changes going on with 0.6, and additionally you're going to get to see some of the changes that are coming down the road, because I've already started work on the next version after releasing 0.6 today. So,
he's very rapid about that.
Yes, I like to keep the project going, and so let's get started, shall we?
Do you want to cover the installation, or just go straight to the synth itself?
Well, I will be sure to cover the new download procedure for that as well. I will do that first. So Human Talker has a new download procedure now. A couple of you managed to get version 0.5 from me when that was available, and I'm going to also be doing a new system for downloading and getting the file from me as well. Previously, I'd have you send out an email, and I would throw you the link. This time, the link is going to be right in the description of the podcast. I think you can do a link, but just to be safe, I'm going to do plain text this time, and I'll look into a link for the future. Download procedure, it's fairly straightforward. We actually have an HTML page for Human Talker now, and I will load that page up right now for you in my web browser. Let me get the link here.
Which happens to be IE6.
Yes, IE6, yes. Oh, God. Anyways.
You, folder view list, seek. H, how to H, human talk, H, human talker dot V.
Okay.
H, human talker dot, content open U, open O, print B, edit E, 7-zip, sub, copy, public, pub.
There, now.
Task.
I'm going to load internet
task
here.
HTTP, mail to.
And I'm going to paste the
select
URL into the address bar, and it will. We'll just let it read the whole homepage because it's a lot of valuable information.
Human Talker homepage, heading level 1, Human Talker project, heading level 2, what is it? Human Talker is a free speech synthesizer for Microsoft Windows supporting the SAPI 4 interface. It takes a list of human recorded phrases and reads back one of them when a match is found. For example, if you use the visited link NVDA screen reader and you open Notepad, if you write Notepad into the run dialog, it will say Notepad. The nicest feature of this speech system is that it's under constant development. If a word hasn't been recorded, the software spells it for you. While this seems not too good for reading articles and books, it's a wonderful thing because you can send me a list of words that it doesn't read properly, and I will put some of them in the next version and work my way down the list. Also, the software can also sound very natural for portions of text. For example, a confirmation dialog will have its buttons read beautifully. Heading level 2 components. There is a program to install before you can use Human Talker. You only need to install this if you are not comfortable editing the registry. The program you will need is the visited link SAPI 4 Software Developers Kit.if. However, you have previously used Human Talker. You don't need to install this again. Use Yumaki Naruto Online. Heading level 3. Download the voice. Step 2. David Away. Use Yumaki Naruto Offline with voicemail as of version 0.6.0 of Human Talker released September 14, 2013. There are two
today
versions of a voice available to suit user requirements. A brief description of these are as follows. List with two items, bullet full version. This version is simply the classic Human Talker. It has the fullest quality speech but has more static sound. This version is suitable for the average user who wants clear speech, bullet light version. This version has a lower quality sound, but is half the size of the full version. This one is suitable for those on a slow connection, or if you want less static. Note that you can't have both installed on the system at once. It's one or the other. Out of list, please select the version you want. After downloading the voice, proceed to the next section of this document for install procedure. Renew and a click offline. Visited link human talker light. Visited link human talker full heading level 2 installing the voice. To install the voice you need to know the directory in which Windows is installed. For most users this is just C, Windows. However, for Windows NT or 2000, this is different. The easiest way to get to the Windows folder is to launch My Computer or Computer depending on Windows version. Find your local hard drive, such as C:, press enter on the C drive in the list, if that is the drive where Windows is installed. If you prefer to use the tree control, expand that to your hard drive. In some cases you may then need to press enter. Now, locate the Windows folder and press enter on it. After that, find the folder called Speech and place the .vcd file you previously downloaded into this folder. Restart any application using SAPI and Human Talker should appear and be functional. This page last updated 7:32 p.m. 9/14/2013. Renew and a click
on that. That is the homepage for Human Talker. That's all there is there. Now, to demonstrate...
Oh, by the way, for Windows 8.1 users, there's a couple of modifications. Computer translate that to this PC. And then, for all users, actually, there's a lot easier way by typing %WINDIR%/speech into the run dialog.
Right.
And that'll get you straight to the speech folder without having to go through the Windows folder and computer.
Right, that's correct. I just wrote it that way because I know there's some users out there who may not be aware of that, and I wanted to make it as simple as possible for them. So, that is the reason behind writing that. Now, to demonstrate this, I'm first going to tour you through the full Human Talker, so you can hear what that sounds like. Okay. So, I'm going to show you the full Human Talker first. To do that, I'm going to, at present, remove the light Human Talker from my speech folder and copy the full one in there, and then we will show you the light version. I'm showing you the full version first because it's the one that you guys are most used to. And now, strangely, I use the light version because I've had it crash NVDA if you use the full version sometimes. I'm not sure why. But let me restart NVDA here.
Exit NVDA dialog on you.
Sorry about those custom sounds, they're just a custom sound scheme.
Okay, restart NVDA. Now, we go to
run dialog. 5.
Oops.
Run dialog percent. Selection remove.
System root.
System root. The backslash SPECH. Speech
and
H human talker light.
We will delete that.
Speech folder engines.
And I'm now going to
run
find my
local
full.
V voice data V voice files. Vote selected. The human talker dot V.
Okay.
Speech icon V. Speech.
There we go. Now, I'm going to show you a couple of the changes, and you're going to get to see some of the things that are going to be in here in the next. Either minor or major release, whichever it happens to be. We're gonna go to SAPI 4. It will load.
Speech folder view list human talker dot VCE 26 of 26.
Okay.
One of the fastest high quality loading voices I've ever seen.
Yes, and you'll also, if you remember from the previous version, this is a much, much better sampling rate than 0.3.1. It's full 22,050 now. If we go to the start menu.
Start menu.
Menu. Start menu. Now, if we escape out of here.
Start button.
Start button. It totally reads that.
Start.
Let's show you. If we're talking about a human voice, we have to show you where it can be very natural. Now, I will tell you that the famous phrase of the text in the untitled file has changed is gone, because the way it's going to happen now is the text in the is one phrase, then it's going to announce the file name, and then the word or the words file has changed, which is going to make it more consistent across file names. And So I'm going to take I'm going to take you into Notepad.
R.
And you'll get to hear the run dialogue. I've redone that a little bit.
Run. R10 of 10.
Run R10 of 10, and there's that. I'll hit enter.
Run dialogue. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open. Combo box. Collapsed. Edit. Alt. O. Selected. C. English. Away. R-E-N-E.
Okay, so it's just announcing Skype contacts, don't worry about that. Now we're going to write Notepad.
N. Selection removed. O-T-E-P-A-D. Okay button. Step. Untitled. Notepad. Edit multi-line. Blank.
And we have the untitled Notepad. It almost reads the whole Notepad menu bar, but I'm going to write
I-I-S-M-S-space-G-O-I-N-G-O-S-T-O-2-space. U-M-U-T-E-V-E-U-M-N-Human-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T-A-K-E-R-T system to have my computer speak to me
now,
English offline.
My computer is sampled as one phrase, so that is why you heard it that way. Now, we're going
to... Is it
to...
my computer folder?
Yes, my computer folder, that's correct. I'm going to press Alt+F4 now, and you will hear the new changes that have taken place over the various versions. And the end of this, when it reads the buttons, that is all new in 0.6. Have this.
Notepad dialogue. The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Yes button.
Alt.
Y.
Now we tab.
No button.
Alt.
N. Cancel button. Yes button.
Alt.
Y. No button.
Alt.
N.
So I will press no button.
Speech. Folder.
And now I will also show you how you can use this with JAWS. So to do that, I'm going to close NVDA.
Exit. NVDA.
Alright.
Email, everybody.
Yes, and why is that not working? Try that. There we go. Now, what is it going to come up on? I'm not positive what it's going to use.
JAWS.
Okay.
Select human talk E, eloquence.
Human
talker. H, high quality. H, human talker.
There we go. That was...
UZUMAKINARUTO colon hello WHATF.
Oh gosh, okay. Now, I don't think JAWS is going to be able to read the start menu properly. Let's see.
Start menu. Internet. 1 of 10. To navigate, press up or down arrow. I.
Oh my gosh! Okay. I didn't expect that. I'm gonna down arrow again.
E. Dash. Mail. 2 of 10. E. RS. Games. Client. 3 of 10. R. Wave. Pad. 4 of 10. W.
Now, let's see if this reads start button.
ESCAPELEAVING menus start button to open press enter.
Now one thing you have to keep in mind is when I sample I'm usually using NVDA just because the collector tool works better with NVDA, so it will read a lot more things with NVDA than it will JAWS, but I try to get some things in for JAWS every now and then so that JAWS users can actually use this. What made this possible to work with JAWS is that it actually exposes a voice name now in the SAPI configuration. So, if we go to JAWS...
Add an engine.
Yeah, yes, it exposes the engine.
JAWS.
That's correct. So JAWS, I'm going to unload that, and you'll hear my ridiculous sound that accompanies it.
Alt. Enter.
So I just hit enter.
Folder.
And it unloads. Now, I think that demonstrates the full enough. So, should we show them the, light version now?
Yeah, that would be good. And, I can go through the fact that, yes, I use Human Talker a lot on my computer, too. As well, it works great on pretty much any Windows version, actually.
Yes, seems to be the case. So first, I have to, and on the page, it will also note that you can only have one version of Human Talker installed at a time, because that's due to the way that the collection tool does things, so you just have to kind of decide one that you want to use and download that one. And you can change later, but you just have to delete the current one from your speech folder.
I guess if you make, like, two separate voices, you could do it, but that would be really cumbersome and bad.
It would be, because I would have to go and resample, and we're now up to
1140 or something phrases?
Oh god, no, it's like 1,120, I think we've hit now, at least.
Which is pretty awesome. For a project that was started in August.
Mm-hmm. Now, considering it is still a small voice compared to what it would normally be used for, but the things that we have it reading, or that I have it reading, rather, are pretty significant considering that it can only read what you literally record it to read. So, I'm going to now pause the recording while I transition to the light version.
Speech.
So I will do that right now.
Brandon. Icon. 2 of 8. R. E. Human talk. G. The. Oof. Speech. Brandon. R. E. R.
Okay.
Rental.
I'm back with the lower quality human talker. I'm going to switch to Sappy 4.
Sin.
And remember, it's going to sound worse quality, but the purpose of it is to have less static for those who don't like a lot of static, because I don't have the best microphone in the world. And also, this version is half the size, so it will make downloads on slower internet connections slightly faster. So let's switch over, and you'll hear the difference.
For example, on my DSL connection, it took a minute and a half to download Human Talker, 45 seconds for Human Talker Lite. So half the file size, half the download time, really.
So, I'm going to just have Human Talk. Now this one reads the same exact phrases as full and the same exact intonation. It's just using a different sample rate to compensate. So, have a listen to this.
Start menu. Menu. Internet. I. 1 of 10. E. Mail. E. 2 of 10. R. S. Games. Client. R. 3 of 10.
And this one is the one I prefer because it doesn't crash NVDA.
Wave. W4 of 10. Notepad.
I've actually never had that crashing problem.
That's strange.
Mozilla Firefox. M6 of 10.
Also, I've...
Start button.
Redone
Run.
One of the letters. Let's see how it came out.
Q. Select. Q. Q.
Yeah.
Q.
I can tell that that's saying Q.
It sounds a bit odd over Skype, but that's just Skype, I guess.
Yes, as we are over Skype right now, as we do this podcast. And I can always go back and do that, which I very well may end up doing, because I like these samples to be as good as possible.
As he said, the project is under really constant development.
Mm-hmm. I like to make sure that if I'm going to do a synthesizer like this, I want it to be good for you guys. I don't want to just, like, keep it standing still until there actually comes a time when I can't do this anymore, or when it just makes sense for me not to continue. But that won't be for a long time, so at least I hope.
But like one of our friends who is releasing, like, beta 1, beta 2, beta 3, beta 4, like every couple of minutes.
Start menu. Menu.
I don't recall that.
With scrolling battles when I was initially on the team.
Oh, right.
Start button.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else can I show you?
It's a game that I might do a review of at some point, guys.
Is there anything else I should show them? Well, I think the both of us have covered the majority of what this thing will do. So I'm going to end the podcast here. My email address for contact information is brandongold98@gmail.com. That's brandongold98@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening.